I went to a convention, and I was sitting in a bar, and this guy came up, and he just started talking. Well, just looking at his attire, I stereotyped him as being a pimp. But anyway, he started talking, and he was telling me, well, he asked me what kind of business I did. I told him I was in education, and he told me the kind of business he was in was not respectable, but it was profitable. I had a very interesting conversation because he was an intellect in one sense. He was smart. He had a wide range of knowledge, and he told me how he had invested his money in the businesses, and that how hard it was being a pimp and controlling people that work with you. And he was investing money in business establishments because he didn't always want to be a pimp. And how much money he was making. Yeah. Now he's the only guy I know that talked about using proceeds from that kind of operation to go into business. But he, you know, as I would say, he had his head together.
What would you call an alcoholic on the street?
A drunken?
Mm-hmm. What about someone who was really in your position or something that was an alcoholic trying to hide it? Would you call that person anything else?
I would call him an alcoholic.
So you distinguish between drunk and alcoholic?
Yeah, that's interesting you raise that. It's another distinction when people in the middle class engage in extramarital kinds of relationships. We normally call it an affair. People in the lower class engage in that kind of behavior. We call it something else, you know. They're tipping out, or they, you know, some other kind of pejorative term. Back to your original. I just thought about that in passing.
Yeah, it's the same type thing.
Same type of thing. What was the question again?
Drunk and alcohol.
Oh, yeah. If one is a professional person and he has a drinking problem, I would refer to him as being an alcoholic. If one were non-professional and just typical Joe citizen and he had an alcoholic problem, saw him in the streets, I probably would call him a drunken.
What about other terms for people who might frequent the parks and don't do anything else, they're just real bums?
A loaf. It's a bum or vagrant.
What about the difference between a drunk and a derelict?
Well, let's see. One can be a derelict without being a drunkard.
Right? In what way?
Let's see, when I think of derelict, and I'm not talking about dereliction of a duty. excuse me. One who has a derelict, in the context that I'm using it, would be one who probably does not tend to responsibility, you know? Even his personal responsibility or responsibility related to his family or to job.
What about a hobo? What would you call a hobo?
A hobo would be one who who's a traveler, who goes from town to town. Normally we stereotype them, we think of them as being persons who hang around railway stations and hopping trains, going from place to place, not really having any stability or any responsibility.
Where are the cheap hotels that would cater to derelicts?
Where are they located?
What are they called?
I don't know. Dumps, I guess. I don't know. One night ends, I don't know.
You ever heard flop house?
Yes, I've heard the term.